Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and I haven't seen her since I nearly ran her over in a hallway outside the locker room at Munn Arena. I had my head down after a game, wasn't paying attention as usual, and at least I got a hug out of it. Want to welcome in Julie Gordon, a mom of our dear friend Brandon Gordon, and we are talking about Coast to Coast for Cancer. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Well, how about Brandon's defense and another offshoot, another organization that has taken Brandon's spirit and is literally running with it?
Yes, we are.
Let's talk about that and talk about this group that started in Port Huron and finishing all the way in Grand Haven.
Correct. It's two kids from Grand Valley, Zach Moore.
Okay.
And
Zach Weber, right? And Matt Moore?
Zach Weber and Matt Moore. Thank you.
Yeah.
They're two Grand Valley kids. Matthew played on the Grand Ledge Waverly hockey team.
Okay.
When Brandon suited up against them back in December, February 9th.
Right.
So Matthew had never met Brandon, but learned about him that night.
We do not spend a lot of time talking about golf outings or 5 and 10K races on this show because there are so many great causes. You could literally do shows every day on that. But I have a little personal involvement in this one because Brandon was such an inspiration to so many of us and also to the Michigan State Athletic Department. And I used to get the biggest kick out of watching the players interacting with him, whether they were pushing him around the ice or whether they were responding to his not-so-subtle coaching or just when they were hanging out with him. And you could see how involved they were, from Jeff Lurg to Justin Abdelkader to Chris Snavely to all of those guys in the hockey program. But it went beyond that. It was the football program and pretty much everyone that Brandon touched.
Yes.
Well, you can certainly speak to that. And I love to tell the story about Brandon on the golf course. We had a chance to watch him play. Actually, we all went out that day and played golf. And it was the Happy Gilmore drives that will always stay with me. And, you know, I actually have to tell you, I tried this. One day I was over at Forest Acres, and I was pretty much alone. There weren't a lot of people around, so I didn't feel like too big a fool. And I said, I'm going to try to do what Brandon did and take this little run up, and I nearly killed myself.
I know. I still laugh about that every once in a while when I'm on the course back there. I tried it once too, Jack. It doesn't work out for us.
No.
I guess you have to have locked hips to make that work.
Well, yeah, he had an advantage. We never thought we would say that. In terms of these two Grand Valley students, the 204 miles, raising over $1,000 here for pediatric cancer research and care baskets to pediatric care patients at Sparrow Hospital. It is not too late to make a donation, even though you may not have made a pledge before the start of this event. Not going to be done till Saturday, so still an opportunity to be involved. Can you tell us how to do that, Julie?
They actually have a Facebook. It is, I gave Scott the link to it.
Okay.
I don't know, Pediatric Cancer Research.
Okay.
But, our website for Brandon's Defense Foundation is www.staystrongdoit.com, and there's online donation forms.
Staystrongdoit.com, right?
Staystrongdoit.com, correct. We not only help children at Sparrow, Jack, we've kind of expanded into the Detroit Children's Hospital as well.
Great.
We started the foundation a year ago, and we did pretty well the first year, and we were able to expand a help out the kids over in the Detroit area, so we're kind of excited about that. And like I said, Matt knew of Brandon, asked me a couple months ago if he mind if he did this run, and they're doing it. And what's inspiring about it is they've really never even been touched by cancer before. They don't know anybody battling. They've never been associated with kids in cancer, but they just decided that they wanted to do this and help people out in need. And so that's kind of a neat story about it, too, that they're just doing it to help, you know, kids that are fighting cancer.
Probably the two greatest experiences I have had in the last couple of years in terms of inspiration and a reality check. I had a chance to go to Africa last summer, and I saw AIDS victims, kids who literally had nothing, lost both parents and were given a chance at an education, and how grateful they are. And then watching Brandon and the way that he was such a fighter and battler. How many surgeries, Julie?
Well, in the end, it ended up being, I think, 13.
13
major surgeries.
All right.
Yep.
Coast to coast for pediatric cancer. That's the address, right? Okay.
Coast to coast for cancer is their slogan, and if you Google or you Facebook Matthew Moore, there's pictures of them running, and there's also a blog that they're doing too, blogging their events that they do every day, how far they went, and what happened during their journey. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, you can follow along, and you can check that out. I think that's a great way to if you can't actually take part in something like this, you can certainly feel that you are a part of it. That was the Facebook address again. Coast to Coast for Pediatric Cancer. Okay, that's what it is. Coast to Coast for Pediatric Cancer, in terms of the Facebook. Julie, great to talk with you again, and I'm sure that we will chat at some point. This time before hockey season, and I'll keep my head up when I'm heading down the hallway.
All right. Nice talking to you, Jack.
All right. That is Julie Gordon. And I wish you had had a chance to meet Brandon Scott, because he crammed an awful lot of life into 16 years. There aren't very many guys who are buried in their skates, literally, in their skates, in the coffin. There aren't many guys who have a golf cart out on the ice at Munn Arena. It's a near packed facility for a memorial service. So an awful lot to touch an awful lot of people. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Mike DeCourcy, the sporting news coming up next. We're going to get his take on what's just happened in the Big Ten, some big news, and also Michigan State and where it stacks up. We'll be right back.